Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have the SAD Student of the Year from New Rockford, North Dakota, Lauren Roscoe, joining us, and we have Ashley Doan, North Dakota Department of Transportation Safety Public Information Specialist. And Ashley and Lauren, welcome to our show.
Thank you. Excited to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for joining us and being a part of Let's Talk About It today. Lots of important information that we want to discuss today and go through today. I think we'll start first here with Ashley, again, with the NDDOT. And during the month of September, Ashley, it's really important for the North Dakota Department of Transportation. It is Distracted Driving Month, and we're trying to raise awareness on the importance of making sure that drivers in North Dakota are not driving distracted, right?
Yes. Yeah, so the month of September, we have the statewide enforcement campaign going on. You drive, you text, you pay. So extra law enforcement are on our roads throughout the month of September, and they are looking for those who are violating the texting while driving law and trying to make our roads safer.
Absolutely. So they're doing this enforcement campaign, cracking down on those who are distracted driving. And distracted driving can mean multiple things too, right, Ashley? It doesn't just have to be on a cell phone or anything like that.
So this particular enforcement campaign is just strictly focusing on texting while driving.
It is, but there are different forms of distracted driving, right?
Correct. Yep. And the law was recently expanded to incorporate just anything distracted driving, you can be cited for that as well.
Okay, very good. So, Lauren, you again are with SAD, which stands for Students Against Destructive Decisions. And again, you were named the North Dakota SAD Student of the Year, which again, congratulations on that, by the way. But now as being a SAD student, what is your focus with that organization on, cracking down on distracted driving and distracted driving decisions?
Yeah, so SAD and Vision Zero work perfectly together because they have so many similar goals. And one of those main things is to achieve zero fatalities and zero serious injuries from motor vehicle crashes on the roadway. And so that's why when you think SAD is working so hard towards distracted driving with our new campaign, Road to Zero. So it fits in perfectly with all of the no texting and driving campaign.
Definitely. And Lauren, would you mind kind of explaining what SAD is maybe for our listeners? Because you kind of explained to me before we jumped on here that there's a lot more that SAD focuses on, right?
Yeah, definitely. So as you said, SAD is Students Against Destructive Decisions. And we kind of have three pillars. It's traffic safety, substance abuse, and personal health and safety. And so in SAD, we talk about everything from distracted driving and drug driving to substance abuse and the opioid crisis and all the way into mental health, talking about self-esteem, anxiety, and depression.
Okay, very good. So again, Lauren Roscoe, SAD student, and we have Ashley Doan, NDDOT Safety Public Information Specialist, joining us here on Let's Talk About It. And Lauren kind of brought it up, Ashley. Vision Zero was kind of introduced earlier, and it's a safety initiative that the state has that is trying to crack down on not just this distracted driving, but really just eliminating fatalities in the state, right?
Yes, exactly. So we launched Vision Zero at the beginning of this year, and the lead agencies on that are the Department of Transportation, Highway Patrol, Department of Health, and the Governor's Office. And with this strategy, we hope that everyone takes personal responsibility when they're behind the wheel, and everyone can help us achieve our Vision Zero goal. And that is by, like I said, taking personal responsibility, always buckling up, always driving sober, driving distraction-free, and following all the basic roadway laws. We feel that we can achieve zero fatalities if everyone applies it in their families. There's really no other acceptable goal.
Absolutely. So Vision Zero is just wanting to crack down on that and getting that number to zero because, Ashley, for our listeners, there's a lot of crashes that happen that could have been prevented, whether that's distracted driving, whether that's impaired driving, just by taking a few extra steps, right?
Exactly. Like you said, just for an example, being distracted driving or even alcohol related fatalities, those are all 100% preventable. And it goes to show, our stats show that, wearing your seatbelt, you are a lot more likely to survive a crash. It keeps you safe inside your vehicle. So that's just a matter of a couple things there that you can all do as a driver on North Dakota Road to help us achieve that Vision Zero goal.
Absolutely. Lauren Roscoe, Ashley Doan joining us right now on Let's Talk About It. Lauren, again, with SAD and Ashley with the NDDOT. So, Lauren, as far as SAD goes, what is your guys' focus right now, you know, to help out the NDDOT and to help out Vision Zero? Is there anything that SAD is doing in order to support this? And what are you guys doing that maybe people should know about?
Yeah, so right now, one of SAD's national programs is called it's called like, we have a whole seatbelt campaign and it talks about wearing your seatbelt. And so we have a quick challenge where it encourages students to, get in a car, buckle up really quick, get out, run to the next seat and so on. And so it makes it a relay. We promote different dress up days, like a seatbelt day where you go and you take tape and you wear it as a seatbelt around your school. We do a lot of different seatbelt surveys where you go out and you measure at a local intersection who's wearing their seatbelt. And then at the end of the week, you go and do the same thing and you compare results to see if throughout the week, all of your different activities are making a difference. And so by doing that in September, we're able to help promote what Vision Zero is doing and get the word out that you need to be wearing your seatbelt, you need to be staying off of your phone, and you just need to be staying safe on the roadways.
Excellent. So again, being with SAD, that is obviously student focused, but I know as far as distracted driving and seatbelts and everything, Ashley, it's very important that everybody follows these rules, not just students, but obviously that's the focus of SAD, but we want everybody to follow through with these to be safer on the roads.
Yes, exactly. Like I said, it's everyone who, you know, even passengers, if someone needs to send a text message, if they're driving, offer your thumbs and see if you can send that text message for them. You know, encourage that everyone wears their seatbelts. You know, if someone is in a crash and there's an unbelted occupant in that vehicle, they've now become a flying projectile. So you would hate for them to, you know, come over and hit you who's secured in your seatbelt. Mm-hmm. So yes, everyone has a role in traveling safely on the road and speaking up and helping us reach that Vision Zero goal.
Absolutely. Again, Lauren Roscoe, Ashley Doan joining us here on Let's Talk About It. So let's get some of that contact information where people can go to get more information. We'll start with Lauren. Lauren, if anybody has questions about SAD, maybe that we have students who are listening who want to join the Students Against Destructive Decisions. What are some ways you would encourage a student to go and get more information about you guys?
Yeah, so you can always find more information on the website, which is sadd.org, so sad.org. And on there, you can find all of our resources, all of our programs. You can learn how to start a chapter, and you can actually get linked up to the SAD portal. And from the SAD portal, you're able to like register with the national office and create a chapter. And from there, you will have unlimited access to everything, all of our partners, our resources, all of our toolkits. And so that is a great way to go. Or if you want, you can always email myself for more information at LROSCOE@SADD.org. And I'm always happy to get back to people with any questions they may have.
Very good. And Ashley, anybody has questions about the NDDOT, Vision Zero, or even the memorial wall that you guys have, what are some ways you would encourage them to get more information?
Yes, so they could visit our website as well. It's visionzero.nd.gov. And you will also find the North Dakota Crash Memorial Wall there where we have memorials that have been posted by family members who have lost a loved one on a North Dakota road. And our hopes is that people visiting that can actually put a face with a name, and it prevents another fatality from happening on our roads.
Absolutely. So the goal is with Vision Zero to eliminate fatalities and serious injuries caused by motor vehicle crashes. So people like Lauren and Ashley sharing this information to crack down on that, to get that number to zero, because a lot of these are preventable, these fatalities and serious injuries. So Lauren and Ashley, thank you guys so much for taking time and joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you.
Thank you.